everybody. Hello, 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 everybody. Hi, guys. I'm Derek H. I will be the host of Dead Pixel Live, which is a show you're listening to, for the next, let's say, 90 minutes or so. I say 90 minutes, let's say. Maybe less. Maybe a little bit less than that today. Dead Pixel Live is part of the All Games Radio Network. AllGames.com. That's where you want to go for all of your podcast needs when it pertains to video games and or entertainment. We have live shows on just about every day. You can always go to chat.allgames.com or allgames.com/chat, whichever makes you feel better, to interact with the shows. You can go there right now, as a matter of fact, to interact with this show. You can go there in the middle of the night when those shows are on and still interact. You can go whenever to allgames.com/chat and interact. Or you can just go to allgames.com and click the shows button and see a list of all of the shows that we have on this network. You can even listen to old episodes of all those shows. Or you can read reviews. We have a new review for Thief Up that went up a couple of days ago by Matt Bradford. You can go to the forums and post your witticisms in the forums. You can do a lot of stuff. There's a photo gallery which shows you the All Games trips to places like E3 and different conferences. The photo shoots with the All Games t-shirt. There's shop.allgames.com. Allgames.com/shop. Go to the shop. We have a bunch of t-shirts there. And you can show how much you love. We have Dead Pixel Live t-shirts. We have All Games t-shirts. I believe there's a... Is there an R9 Cast t-shirt? I think there might be an R9 Cast. I'm not sure. Let me go take a look before I say there's an R9 Cast. I know there's a Fantastic Forum t-shirt. I know there's Let's Ask a Lady t-shirts. There are a lot of shirts that you can get. What else? What other shirts do we have? Let me click on the shop button. Because now I'm interested in getting a shirt. I'm actually wearing an All Games shirt right now. You can get a Cat and Fox shirt. Look at that. Mom's Minute has shirts. Wow, we got a lot of shirts. I'm wearing my All Games shirt because I was... I don't think I'm going to be... I was going to do something today I'm not going to be able to do. And I really wanted to do it because it's part of my get out of the house thing. Scott Rubin had a panel at 2 o'clock today. With the Reach people over at the new Dave & Buster's. He was doing a panel on the future of gaming. And I wanted to show up there, of course, to support Scott, to put in some good FaceTime, as they say, and to learn about the future of gaming. I couldn't do that because I was bogged down with work today. Bogged down with worky work. And I looked, and Scott sent me he texted me a picture of a bunch of food. He's like, look, this is what we're having today. You can have some of this free food. And as soon as the same time he did this, I got a message that, Derek, you need to set up the Wi-Fi at the store. I'm like, oh, God damn it. So I texted Scott back. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to go to that thing. I got to do work stuff. And then I was like, I'll go afterward. I'll try to go to the afterward. But now I realize I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to go afterwards either because my mom is coming in tomorrow morning. So I have a bunch of stuff to do here to prepare for that. So I'm kind of screwed. I'm kind of out of luck.
Derek, we really need
a lot. I'm pretty sure I'm about to get fired at work. I'm pretty sure because I start getting the whole. I'm starting to get the.
Derek, can you show us how to do everything that you do?
I'm like, what?
Yeah, write it down. Everything that you do, write it down so that we know what you're doing.
I'm like, okay. So I have to write up what happened if the server goes down, how it breaks, and how to fix that and all that stuff. Another time today, they're like,
Derek, we need to write a report.
I'm like, oh, I'll run that report for you.
No! Can you show me how to write the report?
I'm like, I guess, yeah, sure. That's not a good thing. I know what's coming. I see the writing on the wall. But I'm still doing my job. I still do a good job, I think. I was able to install a wireless bridge over the phone. Over the phone. I walked somebody through installing a wireless bridge. Okay, open up a browser, type 192.168.1.1. Okay, now we're going to change the DNS. For this, put in a DNS, and then okay, give it an IP. I was on the roll today. Oh, well. Everything has to come to an end. Everything got to come to the end. Even all games one day will come to an end. One day. I don't know when. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow. Dead Pixel Live will come to an end. Probably in 3 weeks. I think episode 800. Let's say episode 800, Dead Pixel Live comes to an end. Episode 800 will be... That's like a year away, right? Whenever I hit episode 800, I'm going to do a big farewell show. I'm not going to have any guests or anything. I'm going to come up and say, hey, everybody. Bye. Thanks for the memories. And then I will turn the stream off and Dead Pixel Live will be done. 800 episodes is a pretty good run for a show. So sometime in 2015, when I finally hit 800 episodes, that's when that is my promise to you people. You don't want to stay around too long where people get sick of you. You want to get out when the getting's good. You got to get out when the getting's good. Video games. Here's what's going on with my video game life. I hate the Xbox One now. I can't stand it. For a while, it was of the two next gen consoles, PS4 and Xbox One. Here's what happened. When I got a PS4 first, I believe. I think I got it first. And I was like, yeah, this is nice. This is good. Then they got Xbox One. I was like, yeah, I like this. This is nice too. And I went back to the PS4 for a little while. I was like, okay, yeah, this is where the games are. It has more games on the PS4. Not like, when I say more games, I mean like three more games, maybe. But then I got kind of tired of those games and I went back to the Xbox One. Because Xbox One had, I could talk to it. It seemed cooler. That's pretty much it. That's basically it. And it had YouTube. I could watch YouTube on it. And so for a while there, I was like, yeah, Xbox One, that's the way to go. I like my Xbox One just a little bit more than I like my PS4. Until yesterday. As of Tuesday, I was done. I'm done with my Xbox One. And I will tell you why. I will tell you why I don't like my Xbox One anymore. I was looking over my DVDs. And I was like, hey, I have the DVD for the movie 2010. I would like to watch this movie for the DVD of 2010. I want to see 2000. I remember it being a good movie. Not as good as 2001. 2001 is the best movie ever made. Not as good as 2001, but it's a solid film. I will have that running while I do my work. You don't need to pay attention to 2010. It's a pretty pedestrian plot. You don't have to sit there and stare at it. You pretty much get what's going on. So I will have that playing. I open up the disc. I've put it in. The Xbox One. And I hit play disc. No, in fact, I said play disc because I was being all futuristic. I said play disc. Xbox play disc. Don't you turn on it. But not turn on. I'm staring at it right now because whenever you say its name, it thinks it tries to be cute and turn itself on. Xbox. Don't you turn on. You better stay off. And so I said Xbox play disc. It's like having a puppy around. You know, like if you have a puppy around and you accidentally, let's say you named the puppy Cereal, and every time you say the word Cereal, your puppy comes running, Like, I didn't call you cereal. I said I'm eating a bowl of cereal. Puppy's like, hey, if you eat, get away from me, puppy. That's the Xbox One. It's always waiting. So I said, play disc. I said, Xbox, play disc. And it started doing stuff. And then a big black screen came up and said, can I play this disc? And I was like, why not, Xbox? And it said, because of a content rights management error. Make sure that your system can handle content right. I was like, wait a minute, Xbox. This is a DVD. When you say content rights management, HDCP, make sure your TV can handle HDCP authentication. Xbox. That didn't exist when this DVD came out. So your whole contents right management crap is bullshit. Because there was no contents right management when 2010 was released on DVD. But still, it's on my screen. I took the disc out and I put it back in. And I was like, Xbox, look. Between me and you, you're supposed to be the one thing that, in fact, Microsoft told me, it's in your name. You're the one piece of equipment I need to handle all of my media, which is a stone-faced lie. But at the very least, you can play this DVD of a Roy Schneider science fiction movie. Right, Xbox? That's what you can do. And Xbox was like, no. No, I can't. I can show you this black screen with white text on it. And I was like, okay, Xbox, go home. And it was like, no, I'm telling you, I can't do nothing no more. Now that this screen is up, I'm done. No more voice commands. No. I had to get up and turn the sucker off my finger, and I was so mad. I was so mad that the Xbox One would not play a DVD. And so I put it in my PS4. My PS4 was like, hey, Derek, let's watch some Roy Schneider. Roy Scheider. Wait a minute, that's not even true. I tried to put it in the PS4 and something else happened where I got sick of it and I ended up just playing it in the HD DVD player. At the very end of the day, I just opened up my HD DVD player and played it there. Ugh. I have literally $1,000 worth of next generation game systems and I had to go to a five-year-old device for a format that doesn't even exist anymore to play a DVD. Tireclaw says, it looks like the Xbox One requires a DVD and Blu-ray app to be installed. Yeah, those apps are installed, Tiger. I'm not an idiot. That's all there. The problem is that my Xbox One is plugged into an Elgato capture device. And the Elgato capture device allows me to stream stuff on to Twitch. And that works perfectly. It lets me stream. I can put my little overlays on it and everything. But even though it lets you stream your games to Twitch, the fact that it's going to the Elgato means that it won't let you play a DVD. Forget Blu-ray. It won't let you play a DVD because it thinks I'm trying to pirate it. I bought a $500 machine so I can steal a $4 movie from what, 1989 or whatever? When did that movie come out? 87? Some crazy old number. Sub-Z in chat says he uses his PS3 as his media player. Why wear out my new machine? Oh my God, Sub-Z. This ain't no Sub-Z in chat. This is a problem that many old people have where you just want to kind of slap them. but they're old, so you can't do it because they say stuff like this. And you're like, what? He says, I use my PS3 as my media player. Now, no problem there. I got no problem with that statement. Why wear out my new machine drives playing DVDs and Blu-rays? That right there, that is a statement that is so steeped in paranoia, fear, and just insanity. It boggles the mind. Why wear out my new machine's drives playing DVDs and Blu-rays? Why wear out? I bought a system for $400 that plays Blu-rays and DVDs. I gave somebody $400, which is enough to feed a family of four for 3 months. I gave them this machine. I gave them this money. They gave me a machine that plays Blu-rays and DVDs. I'm not going to use it because I don't want to wear out the drive. Oh, my God. How long would it... Let's see if you put a... First of all, it goes at 2,000 revolutions per minute? Like, what's the RPMs on a Blu-ray? So it's doing that. And so you're like, I'm not going to use the Blu-ray drive because I'm trying to save it. So how long, how much wear and tear do you think you're going to put on your, how is this going to save it? We're going to get to 2053. I'm not going to be alive then. Oh my God. Let me scale it back. We're going to get to 2030. I'll be alive. Are we going to get to 2020? And you were like, ugh, I want to play my Jaws 8 Blu-ray. But I got to save up. I only got maybe 3 or 4 spins left in this Blu-ray. No, don't do that. Don't not use something that you bought. That's insanity. Why would you buy something and then go, I'm not going to use it? That's like my mom bought a new car, and then she told me to come, but she's like, Derek, come pick me up and take me. I was like, why am I picking you up, Mom? Did you just get a brand new car? Yeah, I don't want to put any miles on it, Derek. I don't want to start putting miles. Like, wait a minute, what? Why did you? You don't want to put my? Hey, Sub Z, why you want to watch a movie? Yeah, I don't want to put any miles on my Blu-ray drive. I don't want to use it for what it's been designed to use for, where I paid for. Like, what? Fifth Dream says, might as well use the old device rather than the new one. That also upsets me. Why buy the new one then? Like, why do you have the new one? Like, why would you buy the new one? Like, that is just consumption for consumption's sake. That is the most ugliestness of ugly Americanism. Yeah, I don't need a new one, but I'm going to buy it anyway. Which, okay, that's not a problem. But I'm not going to use it. I'm still going to use the old one. That's where I start having problems with. Sub-Z says, he wants to be able to play games in maybe 10 years. First of all, if you think that your PS4 is going to be a viable game machine in 10 years, I got something for you. It ain't. So you're telling me that in the year 2024, which is what we're talking about here, we're talking about the year 2020. Isn't that when Babylon 5 starts? Aren't we supposed to have Babylon 5 by 2024? The year 2024, you're going to be like, oh, I can't wait for the new PlayStation 4 game to come out. No. That is not going to happen. if 10 years, if 2024 hits, and I'm sitting here on a big screen TV, LCD, whatever the hell the screen is, 1080p, playing Call of Duty still, then something is terribly wrong with the world. That means that corporations really have won. If in the year 2024, I'm still playing the same stupid games on the same stupid system on the same stupid TV. It's the year 2024. Like, what is that all about? 20, can you believe, like in a 2024, I better not even be driving a car. I better have a hover car. Like that, at that point, we're deep into the new world. And if you're telling me that you're still going to be holding a PS4 controller, playing Tomb Raider 4, something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with us. Something is wrong with everybody. Sub-Z in chat, who I believe is the only person talking in chat now, says Derek is hungry for topics. Yes, I'm always hungry for topics. I had a topic I was going to talk about, but I decided not to because it's too controversial. I saw an episode of Law & Order SVU, and it was a bad episode, as all SVU episodes are now. They're all bad. And this one, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I'm not going to go into it because it's... just watch it. And if you're... And then at the ending, I was like, wait, what? Is that... What? Okay. Up John the Boogie says, small brain people who resist change. I'm not a small brain person. How am I resisting change is... Wait a minute. I'm not sure if Up Jump the Boogie is dissing me, as the kids say, or not. How am I small? I take issue with being called small-brained and resistant to change. One, I have a very large head. Two, how about this? This is something that upsets me. When people decide to label you or call you a name or something, but ignore all the evidence to the contrary. They just have, they're like, oh, this is the name I want to call somebody. So I'm going to call them that, even though it doesn't make any sense. Derek, you're resistant to change. Even though I just went to a long tirade about how I tried to use my brand new next generation system in the way that they say I'm supposed to use it. Like, that's, how's that... If I was resistant to change, I would be like, oh, here's my JVC DVD player. Fuck the Xbox. Why do I need the Xbox One? If I can just play... Like, no. I'm like, look, I want to use my Xbox One to play a DVD. I wanted to use to play my media. I'd have no problem ripping the DVD to my hard drive and running from there, except for the Xbox One can't connect to your network at home. So it's like, I'm not resistant to change. I welcome change. It is change that is change that is resistant to change. Change itself does not, like, the Xbox One and the PS4 are supposed to be, they're supposed to be the epitome of change, but they're not. There's the same old thing. I'm not getting into this conversation. I'm not going to start this again. It's a dumb conversation, dumb topic. Instead, I would rather go into my controversial topic, which will probably get me kicked off my own network instead, than talk about those two goofy systems for another second. There was a link on Google Plus that had a picture of a guy wearing a bikini bottoms and no shirt. He had a shoulder holster, but no shirt, and bikini bottoms. And it said, what if, Lara Croft was a guy and they made him like they do women. And I was like, you know, it was like women video game characters are ridiculously dressed. What if they did men the same way? Isn't like, and I was looking, I was like, first of all, Lara Croft does not run around topless in bikini bottoms. Like, I've never seen a Lara Croft game where she's topless in a bikini and wearing bikini bottoms. Like that, like this guy is. So that's not right. And two, guys are depicted like that in games. That's how Kratos is. Kratos is walking around in underwear and no shirt. Half the characters in Street Fighter aren't wearing shirts. Half the guys there. Like, now this isn't going to be me going, women shouldn't complain about, I'm not going to do that because what am I going to say? Here's my position. My position is all characters in video games, all characters in media are crazy, impossible characters that nobody could ever live up to, except the chosen few. It's not just women. It's women and men and kids. Like every person in the media. I'm a big, old, fat black man. I would love to be able to play myself in a game. It is impossible. I do not exist. I can, like, you're talking about where women's like, oh, how come we need to teach little girls that they can be the heroes and that they can save the day without being wearing sexy clothes and everything. How about, guess what? I would like that too for me. I would like this. I would like a fat black guy saving a day in a video game just once. Even in games that I'm supposed to be able to make myself. Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. I forgot to tell you guys that in the beginning. If you want to call in, Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. Skype, Dead Pixel Radio, no spaces. All the game, even the games that say that, oh, hey, you can make your character. There are two games where I was able to make myself into a fat black person. Two. Not Mass Effect. Mass Effect, I could be a black guy, but I had to be a devastatingly handsome black guy that is very fit and trim. Most other games, I have to be a middle-aged white guy with brown hair. Most games, that's what I'm forced to be. The games that I'm allowed to be me, Saints Row, but I don't like Saints Row because I just don't like it. And WWE. WWE, I can be myself. I can make a fat black guy character that's not that great looking. And I was like, hey, now I could, and I could go on and win the championship belt with that guy. Name any other game where I'm like, Tiger Claw in chat says, maybe someone should make Derek. That's how I was saying, WWE. That's what I'm like. Why? And it's not just video games. Don't make me say that. Hey, it's just video games. It's everything. Here's a missive. When I was young, when I was like 20 or so, I was all about. How do I say this? My type was hot Latin women, like hot Mexican, Latina women, I guess. That was my type in my like 20s. And why? I'll tell you why. Because I was like, every time I turn on a TV to Univision, all I see are hot Mexican women.
How's it going?
Whoa. Hello.
Hi there. Before anything, I just want to say it's an honor to be on your show.
I have no idea who you are.
My name's Lavitz.
Hello, Lavitz.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So what are we talking about?
Have you been listening to the show?
I missed like last 30 minutes. I was driving out to my place to give you a call here. Huh. I think earlier you were talking about Titanfall. Is that right?
I was never talking about Titanfall. I never said a single word about Titanfall this entire... But nice guess.
Well, that's where you went wrong. Let's talk about some Titanfall.
I will not talk about Titanfall.
You don't want to talk about Titanfall?
I have no desire whatsoever to talk about Titanfall.
Why is that?
Why would I want to talk about Titanfall? Why do you want to talk about Titanfall?
Why do I want to talk about Titanfall? Because I need to know what you think of Titanfall.
It's not out yet.
It's, you know, did you not try the beta?
Yeah, but that's not a full game.
Well, you get basically the gist of it, right?
Would you marry a girl after seeing a picture of her in a magazine?
Absolutely.
That's where you go wrong. Because that girl is a straight-up bitch. That girl already has a boyfriend who doesn't like you. And that girl also has a very bad drug habit, and she will drain you dry.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
When I was
married to a, what kind of magazine is she in?
When I was around 20, I was like, all Mexican women are hot.
Okay.
Every Mexican woman I see is a hottie. Therefore, all Mexican women are hot. That's the girl for me.
And okay, then, so you like some Latinas?
And then because all of, and I was like, I had to get in really good shape because my competition is Mexican men, and all Mexican men are these big stud muffins. They're big hunky guys with black hair, and they're all very tough. And that's because I got all of what I knew about Latinos from Univision.
Okay.
I lived in Virginia Beach, Virginia, so there wasn't a big Mexican population there. But I was looking at Univision, and hot girl after hot girl after hot girl, and I was like, that's for me. Then I realized, wait a minute. Let me look at other channels. You look at regular TV. All you see on TV is just good-looking people. Like, every channel is just good-looking people. They don't have big old fat people. Maybe two or three. Two or three out of watch TV for like 5 hours and see how many ugly fat people you see. Maybe one in 5 hours. And so I was like, wait a minute. I think I just realized they only put good-looking people on TV.
Hmm.
That's all they do. So all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. My whole thesis about hot Latinas, that's not really true. Cause that's just like, yeah, that's, you look at NBC, it's all hot white people. Okay, you look at Our Young, it's all hot Korean people.
All right.
It's like, media today only shows hot people doing stuff. That's it. They don't show me doing stuff. When's the last time you saw a fat black guy run into a burning building on TV and save a kid?
Well, probably never, because that's not possible, is it? I don't think he's capable of running into a building and saving anyone, right?
I'm not capable of saving anybody's life, Lavitz?
I don't think so.
Why would you say that?
Wait, why fat black people can't save people's life?
Why would you be such a mean person, Lavitz?
I'm not a mean person. I just don't think you're... analogy is accurate.
Why can't I save a life?
Well, okay, are you, like, how much do you weigh?
Why do you care? I'm fat.
Well, I kind of got that off your voice, but,
you're a very mean person, Lavitz.
What? Well, you're making... okay.
You're a very mean person. Do I not have feelings?
No, we all have feelings, I respect your feelings.
I know I'm self-deprecating, but still, you don't have to... I mean, come on. Really?
Oh, no. But yeah, like, let's be real here. Like, if you're, like, obese and stuff like that, you're kind of missing out on life in a lot of ways. Do you not agree? Like, you can't...
Yes, I do agree. No, I do not agree.
Let's do something
about
it.
Wait. No, I do not agree. Wait. No, I do not agree.
Okay.
Now, that's another thing I want to talk about.
All right.
Let's say... gender norm. Let's go through gender norms. Let's say women are whether this is fair or not. Society has deemed it to give women to judge women based on their looks. Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying, for the most part, a woman is like, if you like, oh, she's beautiful. Like, that's what you say to a woman. Like, so that for men, it's like, it's different, but it's the same. It's like, for men, it's like, hey, he's a big, strong, dashing fellow. So you have to be a strong guy. You have to be an in shape. Like, and if you're not an in shape guy, it's the same as being an ugly woman. Like, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you mean less. It doesn't mean that you're less important. It just means that you're not in shape. But since society says men are supposed to be big and strong, all of a sudden you're less of a man. I disagree with that. Now also, it's not even you. It's like even people that are supposed to be all about equality and let's treat everybody the same, that doesn't work for ugly fat people.
Well, that doesn't work for anyone, right?
When they look at ugly fat people, they don't say that person deserves the same. You should be happy with who you are. That person deserves the same rights and responsibility. No, they say, you know what? You're not healthy. You need to get healthier. Like, I don't care if you're happy with what you are. You're not healthy. That can't go. What does healthy mean? How come all these how come everybody's dying? Like, are you telling me that everybody that's in an old age home, they're like a big, fit, svelte person, muscular little guy? No, they're all fat people. They're fat people. Oh, fat people, skinny people. Everybody lives till they die.
Huh?
Everybody lives until they die. So how? Well, if you're obese, then you're gonna like. What's that mean? And now you're saying that I can't run into a burning building and save somebody?
I highly doubt it. We can test it if you want, but I highly doubt you're capable of doing it.
What would stop me from running into a building to save somebody?
Well, you're probably going to get tired by the time you even make it to the stairs.
By the time I get to the stairs.
Yeah, by the time you even make it to the door, I think your cardio is going to be tested. It's just something you can't do. That's why you probably don't see black people that are somewhat obese. It's just not possible. But not saying that, one thing you said about every person out there having equal rights, it's just not possible, right? Because society has to move in a direction where if everyone had equal rights, like, it just would not be possible, because it's in human nature, everyone strives to be better than someone else, right? And if you're striving to be better than someone else, there is going to, like, the equilibrium is just not going to be there, right? So if you're fat and say, I'm not fat, I'm going to have some privileges that you just won't have by the fact that I'm, like, capable of doing some things you can't do, right?
Yogizilla in chat says, Derek H., do you think there's a slight difference between traditional media and interactive media? With video games, it's more immersive, and for many, it's about escapism. So we would like a realistic portrayal of people in other mediums, but perhaps not so much in games. I would like a realistic portrayal of people in all mediums, not just games. I wish we had more movies with fat people. I wish we had more games with fat people. Sure, you don't have to have a fat person running a 100-yard dash, but that doesn't mean that why does a ghost hunter have to, like, in Resident Evil, like, what, that guy can't pack on a couple of pounds? Like, really? Is it that hard to pull a trigger? That's what he's doing.
Well, a couple of pounds, right? It just comes down to, like, does it make sense or not? Like, what are a couple pounds to you, though?
Who are you? Why do you hate overweight people so much? Why do you hate unattractive people so much, Yogizilla?
Unattractive
not you,
people?
I mean, Lavitz. Lavitz.
Me?
Yeah, you seem to be very anti-ugly people.
I don't know. They just take a space. Like, there's too many of us. If we wipe all the unattractiveness out of this planet, we'll just be, like, the superior.
Who decides who's unattractive?
I guess that has a lot to do with the perception, right? But, like, I guess it would be the most broad term, broad perception that's out there, right? So I think obese people would be taken off the list fairly quickly.
Who does? Oh, there are no good-looking overweight people?
It's, Well, I guess the ratio would be kind of like unproportionate.
How fat do you gotta be before you're not allowed to live anymore?
So I guess we'd have to take, you want like a weight or like, yes. I guess it would come down to like body fat percentage, right? So.
Oh, now it's percentage. We're getting very complicated, but sure. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess it would be down to like, so like 20%, you're kind of out there. So probably like 25. I think like anything over 25, you would be considered obese.
What happens to them?
I guess we fucking take them off the planet. Like there's no.
When you say take them off the planet, you mean put them in a spaceship?
Oh no, that's too much work. That's not worth it. I guess we'd have to go back to like 1942 and stuff and do it like the way Hitler did it. Right?
No.
Okay, how would you dispose?
I wouldn't. Why? What kind of question is that? How would I? I wouldn't. I'm letting you talk because you're an insane person. You are a legit crazy person. And I'm learning more about how crazy people think. That's why I'm letting you. Why do you think I haven't hung up on you? I usually would have hung up on you, but then I realized that you are a crazy person. And I like to know how crazy people think so that when you do snap, I will be able to relate to you and you won't. I don't think you're like a killer person. Like you'll go around shoot. I think you're like an eater person. Like you're like a serial killer type person. That's what you seem like to me.
And so I don't know if that's like
you've no, really you've already said that you want to kill all the fat people.
No, I totally agree. No, I still hold that statement. It stays there. But I'm not sure if I'd. So say if you confronted me, right? And we're both there, and say you analyzed me as a serial killer, what options do you have to escape?
I'll beat you like, up.
What makes you think you're going to beat up a guy that is in shape?
Easy. I'll punch you in the face.
Yes. You're going to what? Punch me what?
I will punch you in the face.
You're going to punch me in the face.
This is what I never understood about people when they're like in the movies, when they're being chased by a serial killer in the parking garage. There was actually a movie called, I think it's like P4 or something, P2, where a lady is in a parking garage being chased by a serial killer. I'm like, you know what? Go toe-to-toe. Go toe-to-toe. Like, as a serial killer is not a serial killer because they go work out every day. They're a serial killer because they're a sad, pathetic person who tries to get enjoyment by hurting other people. Therefore, they're kind of a pussy. So you can go toe-to-toe with, I would say, most serial killers are not buff guys that have a lot of boxing training. You don't need to have, in fact, you don't have to be in shape to beat somebody up.
You don't think so?
No. So have you ever seen a UFC?
Well,
have you ever seen a UFC?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know who Brock Lesnar is? Do you know Brock Lesnar?
Here comes the pain. The guy who got KO'd by Alistair Overeem. Yeah, I know Brock.
He got his ass kicked by a guy that they were trying to feed him people to beat, to try to build him up. That's what the UFC was trying to do. Okay. They gave him a guy that looked like 100 pounds less than him, looked not even close to in shape.
Okay.
Beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar. Why is that?
Shit out of Brock Lesnar? Who was this?
I don't know about UFC's name. UFC does not promote their fighters. So Brock lost like whatsoever.
What? Let's see. Like, give me a sec here. Brock lost to Frank Mir, okay, who is roughly his size. And he lost because he didn't have the technical ability on the ground to.
Do you have technical ability on the ground?
More than an average guy, yeah.
Wait a minute. How did you get more than the average? What have you been doing in your life that you've got more than the average guy? Ground and pound. Like what?
Let's just say I was born this way.
What is? I have no idea what that means.
What?
What? I don't know. What you were born what way? Are you Lady Gaga? Like what? What does that mean?
Well, like here. So now we're going into a whole new topic. Like
no, we're not. We're on the same topic. Being you.
No, I'm not going to change the topic. I'm just saying now we're like analyzing a person from like his technical ability to fight. Right.
You're trying to kill me because I'm a fatty.
Okay, so you're a fatty, you're and now we're going to discuss how I'm able to kill you, right? Yeah,
look,
okay.
We're in a parking garage. You're like, there's one of those fatties I want to kill.
Yeah.
You come at me, and I'm like, come at me, bro.
Okay.
And you're like, look, I was born with ground with a good ground game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, good ground game. Yeah. So Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So I've grappled for, like, I guess, I don't know, on and off for a little bit. So I know what a Kimura is, triangle is.
You know what it is, but how are you going to get a triangle on me? How is that going to happen?
Okay, now you're balanced, right? Now it depends on how tall you are.
I'm 6'7". So, like,
you're 6'7", so you're a fairly big guy.
Really? Yes, I am. How tall are you?
So, depends on your balance. What?
How tall are you?
I'm only 5'9".
Oh, so I'm being a shit out of you. Yeah, I'm going to hurt you bad. But go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so basically what you would want to do to a tall person to take them off balance is getting them off balance. So now how do I change your balance? So either you come in for a punch, you're going to be off balance, right?
I would come in for a punch. I would come in.
That's
for
what you wanted to do, right? You wanted to throw like a punch, right?
I'll come in for a punch. I will push you down. I will wrap my leg around the back of your leg and push you down. And then as you're on the way down, then I will start punching you.
What makes you think you have the same speed as me? Like, how do you expect to, like,
need the same speed
touch
as
me?
Have you ever not played Street Fighter 4? Why don't you have the same? The fastest person in that game is Fei Long. Nobody plays Fei Long. Because he's
what?
A little
punk. Fei Long's a top tier character. What are you talking about?
No, he's not. He's a top tier.
I'm the best
you don't play
Street Fighter
top
there
tier.
Is.
Oh my god.
Let's. Do you want me to show you my Fei Long skills? Is that what you want?
Are you really gonna sit here and tell me that your weak ass Fei Long can beat my Cammy? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, it's going down. It's going down.
I'm in the middle of punching you in the face as you're laying on the ground. Tell me how your ground game is going to stop me.
We're not even going to take it to the ground. I'm not.
You
gonna
just said that
off.
You had a great ground game.
No, we were talking about Brock Lesnar here.
You're
I wasn't
born,
saying me
you were
specifically,
born,
but
you were
I
born
do.
With
but
a ground
now
game.
That you're 6'7", it's a whole different ballgame now. I'm not going to let you come near me, so you're never going to touch me. I'm just going to, like, jab at you, maybe throw a leg kick here and there, you know? And then you're probably going to gas in about probably within a minute. I'm sorry, Derek. It's not looking good for you right now.
You live in a weird world, Lavitz, where you go around killing fat people. I don't.
So, how long have you been the way you are?
I was born with a great ground game. What are you talking about?
So you were born obese?
Who said I was obese?
You said earlier you were obese.
No, I said I was a fat guy.
That's considered obese, right?
Are you a good-looking guy?
I'm decent, I'd say.
Would you in the Lavitz society? Would you be allowed to live?
I would think so, because this is my society. I run this. Right?
Like,
I would run
by a wide margin. Or are you just maybe tipping the scales over good looking?
It really depends, right?
If you woke up on a bad day,
decent looking guy.
If you woke up on a bad day, went outside to get the newspaper, and somebody looked at you, was like, oh, would you be killed immediately in your society?
I don't know. I think I could probably be okay. I'd be okay, I think. It really depends how bad this day is.
I'm almost
like,
positive.
Talking,
not only that I could beat you in Street Fighter 4.
You'd murder me in real life?
I'd murder you in real life, yeah. I'm pretty
oh, snap.
Sure.
So,
how old are you, Lavitz?
Why is that
a
how old are
question?
You? I don't know. I don't know how
What do you mean you don't know how old you are? What?
No, it's not. No,
are
I don't
Korean?
Know how.
You know the Korean evolved. People. They do their age differently from American people. Did you
wait,
know that?
Say that again. Say that again.
Korean people count their age differently than American people. Did you know that?
I did not. Is it because they don't age as fast?
What?
Yeah, you know, like Koreans have really good diet and stuff like that, and then they tend not to age.
Where do you live
like,
at?
Physically.
Do you live in a place where they have schools? Like what? What are they?
Wait,
are
no,
you homeschooled?
That's true. The
were you
Korean
homeschooled?
Diet is so much better, it's far superior than the North American diet.
Were you homeschooled?
So I would assume they age slower physically, right? Like
I'm guessing you were homeschooled.
Aesthetically. What?
Were you homeschooled?
It might be.
Yeah.
How's that going to affect anything?
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Well, no, go ahead. No, tell me why Korean people.
Here's why Korean people count their
if you're reading this off Google and you
I'm
don't
not reading this off of Google. Korean people count their age starting at the beginning of the year. So at January 1st, everybody in Korea gets you're 1 year older. You count yourself as 1 year older. If you were 24 on on December 10th, I say then on January 1st, somebody says, how old are you? I'm 25.
Okay.
That's why. Okay. When Korean kids come out, when they come out,
they're already one?
They're already one.
Oh, snap. So they're always ahead of us. They're always one step ahead of us.
Not because they age slower. What the hell? What kind of. What?
That totally makes sense.
No, they age slower? What, does the Earth spin at a slower rate in Korea?
Well, it just comes down to, like your physical being, right? Like, for instance, like, you always have, like, people that look younger, and even though they're the same age, right?
How old are you?
So, 24.
Did you just make that up?
No. It's, are you checking my profile out or something?
No, I just wanted to know to make sure I could beat you up, and I'm now definite that I can beat you up.
It's very, I don't think an average person could.
When's the last fight you got into?
What? What's that?
When's the last fight you got into?
Last fight, I was sparring about 3 months ago.
No. That's not a fight. When's the last fight you got into?
What is that?
What's a fight? What the hell?
Sparring is considered a fight.
No, it's not. Well, it's just, what country do you
live in? Are we talking about a street fight?
What country are you from?
What's that?
Are you from America? You're not from America, are you?
No.
I didn't think so. What? What that counts as a real fight.
Love America, but
when was the last fight you got into?
We're talking about a street fight, right? We're in a define a fight, man. Can't define what a fight is.
Once again, that proves you're not American. Define a fight. The last fight I was in, I would say it was in high school. I was on the bus. It was with Andre in high school, and it was over. Not really a girl, but kind of a girl.
What?
Yeah, and he beat me up. No, he didn't beat me up, but he got the best of me. Okay. But because we were fighting on the bus, and then so the bus driver separated us, and I had to sit in the front, and I sat, and he sat two seats behind. She put him two seats behind me, and a girl, I heard her say something. I heard her say something to him, and he said, "Yeah, it ain't no big deal. He never punched me in the face though." And for some reason, that pissed me off even more. So I turned around and I jumped over two seats and I punched him in the face. And I was like, "Now I'll punch you in the face!" And then the bus driver pulled me off of him again. And then we got suspended. Blah 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 blah, yada yada yada. But in fact, while we were waiting to get suspended, we kind of like we were done fighting. Mm-hmm. So we got our story straight, so we wouldn't get in super trouble. We sat there and got our story straight. So that was the last fight I was in.
Okay.
Years and years ago. When was the last fight you were in?
Fight like that. Well, mostly I try to avoid fights and stuff like that, but I've been in a couple. Okay. The last one was in high school. It was just over nothing. Some guy thought he was tougher than me. Obviously, I was going to stand my ground. I have a decent amount of grappling skills, so I just grappled with him and stuff and just pinned him down, you know? And then one of the professors comes out and just breaks the fight, and we get sent to the principal's office. And I don't think I got suspended, but I fought that guy again when he was 22.
Why did you fight him again? Why are you guys like circling each other for years?
No, it's because he wasn't happy the way it turned out for him, right? So
wait, he was carrying a grudge for 5 years.
Yes. Yeah, so no, this was I think I was around 16. At the time when this happened, right?
Yeah,
with the original fight.
He came back at 20. He came back 6 years later?
I think it was more like 19, 20, something like that, I think. I don't know. It was 19 or 20.
Anything after 6 months is kind of weird, don't you think?
Yeah. No, it was weird. No, the thing is, I never backed down from a fight and stuff. I'm always into this kind of stuff. It's weird that
he loves you.
Here.
You two were in love, weren't you? Were you two in love?
Hey, man. When you look like me,
sounds like there's something else going on where some guy's going to come back a number of years later and say, "I want to finish that fight that we had in high school." I mean, come on.
Well, I was at like someone's house party and he happened to be there and stuff. And then we sparred in the backyard with boxing gloves and stuff.
Wait,
and then,
wait a minute. What?
What's that?
Wait a minute. Lavitz.
Yeah.
Lavitz.
Hit me, Derek.
Lavitz.
Hit me, Derek.
A guy that you got in a fight in when you were 16.
Yeah.
Shows up at a house party.
Well, like, we had common friends,
You're like, "Hey, remember that fight we had?" Well, okay, he's like, "Hey, remember that fight?"
It was the guys in the middle, probably, but yeah, okay.
Somebody said, "Hey,
somebody
remember that
said,
fight
hey.
You guys got in 6 years ago?" And both of you are like, "Yeah." They're like, "Hey, I happen to have some boxing gloves. Let's go in the backyard and spar."
Okay, I made that part a little bit up. It was
why did pre-scheduled. You make it up?
I don't believe it was pre-scheduled. I just got the events a little mixed up.
It was pre-scheduled?
It was pre-scheduled.
That makes it better in your mind? That you actually set up, you're like, look, we're going to go over to this guy's house.
Yeah.
Did you sell tickets?
No tickets, but I did try to get into shape a little bit, hit the heavy
bag. So you knew it was coming?
Yeah.
You guys are in love.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
Hey, man. I'm a fighter, not a lover, but...
I think you're making all this up. I think you're making it up. I don't think got into fighting shape and said, I'm going to go
fight this guy. Not fighting shape. It's really hard to get into fighting shape.
I fought a guy when I was 16. Can you imagine if I were to fight Andre again? I was like, I heard Andre's in... I go over to Ted. I say, hey, Ted, I hear Andre's in town. I'm going to call him up and schedule a fight with him to avenge my beatdown in junior high school. In high school. Like, is that what I'm supposed to... Like, what?
Why not? Again, it depends on your personality. If you had the personality that like would initially make you do something like that, I don't think you would be obese.
What? Lavitz. What's wrong?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Actually, here, I guess since we're talking for like the first time here, I want to know a little bit about you.
What? I've done almost 800 shows, Lavitz. You know everything you need to know about me. Really? What? Why did you call? Who are you?
Wait, I know. Of course I know this. 800 shows. This is 801, right?
No, this is not 801. What the hell? No? How long have you been listening to the show, Lavitz?
I started back like 4 years ago.
Really? 4 years? Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening so much. What's your favorite part of the show? When's your favorite era? I have my favorite era. I know what my favorite era is. What's your favorite era of Dead Pixel Live?
Dead Pixel Live. Favorite era... That's a tough question.
What host lineup? We've had a number of different host lineups. What's your favorite host lineup? I'll tell you your answer. Your favorite host lineup is the Alpha Box, Leisurely Derek host lineup. That was the best host lineup.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good. It was just missing one. It was just missing me, though, but...
You would be a terrible host.
I'd be an amazing host. Probably the best.
Why would you say that, Lavitz?
Because I'm just the best.
At what?
Everything.
Name one thing that you're the best at.
I'm better than you at every single video game you've ever played in your life.
No, you're not.
I am too. And I play on a superior platform than you too.
Which platform is that?
The best platform. I want you to just say it. Just say it. Tell me what the best platform is.
The Neo Geo X.
Let's not get retarded now. The best platform.
Like I said, Neo Geo X.
Best platform that's currently still played on.
Good Lord, Lavitz, you're killing me here.
That's still played. That still has somewhat.
Are you sweating right now, Lavitz? It sounds like you're sweating.
What's wrong? Oh, no, I was just adjusting. I got to take a piss, though. Can I come back in a sec?
No.
Is that okay?
No. What? No. I don't get to go.
What? You're making this tough now.
How am I making it tough? You don't want to call me.
But.
I hung up on Lavitz. Lavitz was trying a little bit too hard. I know what Lavitz was doing. Lavitz was like, I need to be entertaining. I need to. It's a lot. It's the same thing that a lot of comics do. Where they're like, I need to be entertaining, so I'm going to say a bunch of crazy stuff. Even that I don't really believe or I can't back it up or it doesn't make any sense, but it sounds different, so I will say it. I could save somebody from a burning building if I wanted to. I've saved people from burning buildings in my brain. GZ says his favorite was the legend... 668 and Derek H show lineup, host lineup. Man, that wasn't bad. That was a pretty good lineup. I like that. Oh, I'm good. I forgot where I was talking about. What was I talking about? Hot Latina women. That's what I said. There needs to be... my view was skewed. Because now, I'm not saying there aren't a bunch of hot Latina women, because there is. I can vouch for that. There are a lot of incredibly beautiful, but you can't base what I'm trying to say is that you can't base anything off of popular media. You can't say, oh, this is how this is because that's how it is on TV. You can't do that for anything. You can't say this is how dogs are. You can't say this is how birds sing. You can't say this is how kids act because that's the way they do on TV. That's not how it works. So you can't. And so what I'm saying that I wish that, not wish, because it's not hard to make it happen. I'm just saying that popular media, not just video games, skews men in a certain way that I wish it didn't do. That I wish it didn't do. Because it makes it hard for me to be a man. Not really. It doesn't affect my hardness at all. What am I? I don't know. I could save somebody from a burning building. Is what I'm saying. Lord of the Living Room. GZ. That was okay. Lord of the Living Room is a good, as in the top eras of DPL. Because Lord of the Living Room, here's the thing about Lord of the Living Room. He was good, but only on the stuff that he was good at. If I was, say, talking about, here's why I liked Alphabox Loserly era so much. Let's say my car broke down and I want to talk about my car breaking down. Alphabox Loserly Derek could go 2 hours on that. And then it would flow and ebb and all that stuff. If Lord Living Room, I would be like, oh, my car broke down. He was like, oh, that's too bad. Guess what candy I ate yesterday? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Is that it for a show? What time is it? Got another 26 minutes if I'm going to go by the schedule. I don't know. I got sidetracked by that Lavitz call. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive I could beat him up, though. I'm pretty positive that in a fight I would win. Born with a ground game. My birthday's coming up. I don't know. I didn't ask for anything for my birthday. I think my mom's getting me something. I don't know what she's getting me. I was about to buy the WWE Network, but I think that's what I'm getting. But it's kind of weird to me that WWE Network does not have the stuff. It's the one thing that I wanted from the WWE Network. This is what I wanted. I wanted to be able to watch Raw without. I watched the whole Raw live. Without having cable. I wanted to be able to watch pay-per-views. And I wanted to be able to watch like old ECW shows. That's basically it. I have found out that one of the reasons that I was going to get it, which is the Raw, is not going to be there. Like, I can't watch Raw now. Because then, like, I'm going to have to keep Hulu Plus. And Hulu Plus, I can only watch that 90-minute fake Raw Today show. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm getting from my birthday present. It's going to be a subscription to the WWE Network for 6 months, which ain't bad. It ain't bad. That's it. My mom's coming in town tomorrow for my birthday. She's coming. I think she's going to throw me a party on Saturday. And by throw me a party, I mean go down to Ralph's and get a cake and then put a candle in it. And then that's basically it. That's going to be my party. That's all I want. That's all I need. And then I'm going to drive her around L.A. for a good 3-4 hours, take her to all the spots. She said she wants to see celebrities, so I'm going to try to find some celebrities to show to her. And then the next day, I take her back to the airport. And then on my actual birthday, I will be driving to Vegas to basically just lounge for 3 days. I'm just going to lounge in Vegas. I'm not even going to go anywhere. I've told people this. They don't believe me. 90% of my time in Vegas will be spent in my hotel room watching television. And I will.
Well, that's not right.
I will be more. Whoa, what? Hello.
Hey, I don't think that's good. When are you going to be in Vegas?
Why do you get to choose? Why do you care? Why do you get to choose how I'll be in Vegas?
So maybe we should plan this out.
Why do you get this? Why do other people get to choose how I spend my 3-day vacation?
Because we care about you, and we want you to have the best time possible.
And I just told you, like, I got to pick. I have 100. I'm a grown ass man.
Okay.
I can choose. To do, like, this is something also that people don't really, it hits them too late in life. Once you're an adult, you can do whatever you want. You can do, if you're an adult living in America, your options are wide open on the things you can do to amuse yourself. And yet people don't do that. They're like, other people say, hey, you should go here. Or you should do this. And then they go do that. And then they come back. Yeah, I guess it was okay. I can do whatever. I want to go sit in a hotel room and watch television. For me, that is the pinnacle of my day. I will be happy doing that. If I were to ever get married to a beautiful woman of whatever ethnicity. And she said, Derek, what do you want to do today? I will say, I just want to sit in this hotel room and watch TV. And in my brain, that beautiful, perfect woman will say, me too. I don't need to go to a show or, hey, Derek, you should go. Where were you say? What should I do, Lavis? What were you say I was need to do? That I need to do?
Depends what time. What are your the?
I hate it. I have a pet peeve.
Listen, you know what? I think you should go probably into a casino, get some strippers, do some blow.
Get some strippers? What?
Yeah, why not?
Well, how would I get some strippers?
Okay. Let's just say prostitute.
Get some prostitutes. And there you go. So that's one law I'm breaking. So basically, I should break the law.
How is that breaking the law?
Prostitution is
illegal.
You're
in Vegas. It's legal.
No, it's not. Prostitution. You're not. Once again, you're not from America. Prostitution is not legal in Las Vegas.
Okay. Can we get a fact check, guys?
No, we can't. I just told you.
Can we get a fact check? Can my guy do a fact check?
What country are you in?
Canada. I need a fact
check. I am from America. So you're telling me the laws of my own country is what you're saying.
Google, do a fact check for me, please.
I believe that in Canada, you have polar bears are you have to pee in a polar bear's mouth before you're allowed to get a driver's license. Is that true?
That is true.
I believe it is true. Prostitution is illegal in Las Vegas.
Prostitution illegal.
Why are you looking it up?
It's like my facts straight.
If you wait, do you believe that it's legal?
I think so.
No. That's not what I asked. Do you believe that it's legal? Yes or no?
The answer is yes, and that is my final answer.
Now look it up. If you're wrong, I will hang up and I will not answer your call again.
Hey, don't do that. I want this.
No. Caught in. I was telling you how I was going to spend my day in Vegas, how I wanted to spend it, how I dreamed of spending it, and how I was going to make that dream come true. And you're like, no, Derek, your dream is wrong.
Wait, why? Why does it have to be in Vegas though? Like, why can't you just watch TV?
I can watch TV here. That's not special.
Where exactly do you live?
Why do you care?
Well,
I've hung up on Lavitz. That's all I want to do. My dream is different from everybody else's dream. Everybody doesn't have the same dream in life. I never understood that. I never understood how people, like, we're all individuals. We're all different. We all have our own wants and needs and experiences. But for some reason, everybody gets put into that same, I want to get rich, I want to make a lot of money, I want to live in a big house. Like, why is that? Hey, you want to go on vacation? Yeah, sure. Well, you need to go to a place with a beach and a nice sunny thing so you can lie on a beach and go to an amusement park and do all these activities. I'm like, wait, what? Why can't I just go sit in a hotel room and watch TV? That's my vacation. That's how I want to. Yeah, that's not a vacation. Like, yeah, it is. For me, it is. We're all different. We all have different wants and needs and experiences. That's mine. That is mine. Why would you want to go somewhere and do, like, if that's what you want to do in life, wouldn't that be so depressing to you? Like, if you're like, look, I'm going to work all year long, and then for a few days, I'm going to get to do what I really want to do, which is go to Vegas and get strippers and blow. But I can only do that for a few days out of the year. The rest of the year, I can't do what I want to do. That would be, how depressing is that? That you're not doing what you want to do for 95% of your life. That's crazy. You're like, Derek, you lay down and watch TV. You can do that at home. Like, yes, I can. And I do because that's what I want to do with my life. Makes me happy. Well, why don't you do something that doesn't make you happy? And then for a few days a year, you do something that does make you happy. All I want to do, like when I wanted to drive across country. Why do you want to drive across country, Derek? Why don't you take an airplane? Because I want to drive across country. That's crazy. No, it's not. When I went back to Virginia, I was going to take a train, but circumstances made it so I had to fly. But I was going to take a train. If you're like, why do you want to take a train? I just want to sit in a train and watch the world go by. I think that would be really great. That's crazy, Derek. Nobody takes trains, and especially not because they want to. Like, I want to. Isn't that how the world works? No, it's not. That's how the world should work. You should be able to do what you want. You shouldn't have to. This is what you want to do, and it doesn't hurt anybody, people shouldn't question you. That's what I don't get, where people question, like, this. Like, you say something's going to make it, and it doesn't hurt anybody else. You know, like I'm saying, you know what I want to do? I want to go down to Mexico. I want to go down into Mexico where they had a baby fights and just punch babies in the face all day long. Like, no, that's not what I want to do. Like, then you should say something. If somebody says that, then yes, you should say something. But they're not hurting anybody. If somebody says, you know what, I want to go knit socks during my vacation. That's all I want to do. Let them. Why are you sitting there telling them not to do that? Sub-Z says, doing things that make you happy requires money and time, something not everybody has the luxury of. That's partially true. Being happy sometimes does take money and time. Mostly time. It doesn't always take money. Money is the trick that society has made to get people to work, to do stuff that society wants. And so they make stuff. Really quick, because I'm running out of time and I'm getting kind of bored. Society needs people to do stuff. It needs people to work. Like, honestly, you don't. Most people wouldn't do shit. First of all, people are evil. Second of all, people are lazy. Second of all, people aren't nice. If people could get away with it, they would sit in the house, scratching their balls, and eating dirt. That's what they would do. And the world is set up for that. The world has no problem with you laying around not doing a goddamn thing eating dirt. It grows, the earth grows food for you to eat. You can walk around just eating grass. But society needs stuff like roads. Society wants buildings built. Society needs bridges. Society needs electricity. in and for that to happen, it needs people to do that stuff. And so you can't just say, because people kind of suck, you can't say, hey, guys, which it should be, when you think about it, in Utopia, it would be, hey, guys, we need some electricity. Bob, John, Francis, Kate, you go over there and make electricity. And then me, Carl, Betsy, and Brenda, we'll go start building the building. Well, what instead of saying we need to do it because we do it, because we need it, we're going to do this because we need it done. Instead, if you're like, well, what's in it for me? Are you going to give me some money for doing this? Like, no, we just need it. We need electricity in the building, so we're all going to go, no. I need to build. And so that society tells you, because if otherwise people wouldn't do stuff, society says, hey, look, do this and we'll give you money and then you can go do what you want to do. Instead of people just doing it because it needs to be done or it's doing what makes them happy. It's all based on society. I'm not saying, and you know what? It's good. I'm glad. I got no problem with that because I like electricity. I like buildings. And I know people are evil, selfish creatures that wouldn't do it any other reason. So I'm glad that society has tricked everybody into basically working. Like, why do you go to work? Like, as a whole, why do people go to work? A lot of people don't like their jobs. I never got why people went to jobs they don't like or that are make. There are people who are going to jobs that make them miserable. Like, it makes them unhappy. And they're at work. You work. Let's say you work 8-hour day. You sleep for, like, what, 8 hours? The trip there to or from by hour there to or, like, 10, like, the vast majority of your time are you doing something that you don't like. Not that you don't like it. It's that it actively makes you miserable. And you're voluntarily going there because society says you need money so that 2 days out of the year you can go do what we deem is your vacation. And the vacation, it boggles the mind that there are actual vacation spots. There are billions and billions of people in the world, but there are designated spots where you're supposed to go for vacation. Like, shouldn't there be a billion vacation spots? Like, shouldn't everybody have their own special vacation spot in their head? But instead, we all say, oh, let's go to Vegas. Even I'm falling for it. I'm going to Vegas. Let's go to Disney World. Let's go to Hawaii. Like, why? Where's the guy that says, let's go to Salt Lake City? Let's go to Utah. Somebody wants to go to Utah. Somebody out there is like, I just kind of want to go to Utah. Just hang out. Just walk around the city. Watch the Mormons fight. Be fun. But they won't do that because as soon as they tell somebody, hey, Derek, where are you going for vacation? I'm going to Utah. What? Don't you want to go to Disney World? Like, no. Yogizilla in chat says, can you imagine if people had the option of staying at home and doing nothing? Imagine all the low-level jobs that no one would want to do. Heck, many jobs are boring or mundane. I would say most people are not happy with their jobs, but they might like the money that comes out of it. Exactly. That's exactly what I just said. They're jobs that people don't want to do, and they won't do it out of the goodness of their heart, even though somebody needs to clean the shit off the street. Like, there's just a bunch of shit. There's a bunch of trash on the street. Somebody needs to clean it up. It will be simple for some guy to just go and just pick up trash. But no, nobody wants to do it, so we have to get somebody money to do it. And that's for every job. Why do you think we pay people money for every, like, there's every job in the world you pay money for because nobody wants to do it. Everybody, no matter what your job is, would rather be at home scratching the balls watching TV. No matter what your job is, you would rather not be there, so they have to give you money to do it. Sandra Bullock for the movie Gravity, which is a wonderful movie. I just saw it again on Blu-ray. Got $20 million to play that part. And she was like, oh, it was so much fun. Me and George Clooney was hanging out. To get her to pretend to be an astronaut and to hang out with George Clooney and to make a wonderful movie, make a movie that will be remembered for years and years. Hey, Sandy Bullock, this movie will be remembered as a great piece of art for years and years. It will touch people's hearts. It will inspire people. You will be known as an incredible, probably one of the greatest actresses of her time if you do this movie. She's like, yeah, I'll do it for $20 million because I'd rather stay home. Like, well, we cannot pay you and you do all that. No. I'd rather, if you're not going to pay me, then I don't want any of that other stuff. All that other stuff is not important to me. I just need the money. Otherwise, I'm going to stay home. If they hadn't given Sandra Bullock $20 million, she would have stayed home scratching her balls and watching television instead of doing Gravity. That should tell you how important and unimportant money is at the same time. Bill Gates, the richest man I know, my good friend Bill Gates, he could have stayed home. If Microsoft said, you know what, Bill Gates, we're not going to pay you today. We're going to stop paying you. Bill Gates would stop working. He's like, what? I'm not coming in then. I'm not going to do all this cool stuff. There are people who play sports. What's that guy? Peyton Manning. Hey, Peyton. You want to come play this football game? It's really fun. You'll be a champion. We'll even put you in the Hall of Fame one day. Are you going to give me money? Well, no. Well, then fuck you. Okay, we'll give you money. How much money? Like, really? Really? All that other stuff means nothing. It's all about, okay. And why you need the money? Well, because I want to go to Vegas. I want to go to one of the vacation spots that has been deemed a vacation spot by society for me. I wish the world wasn't the way the world was. I wish I was happier. I am happy. That's another thing. I realized a few weeks ago that I am happy. I'm a happy person. And I want to share my happiness with others. That's why I do this show. I want to spread all the love and happiness I have inside of me via Dead Pixel Live. That's why we're all coming up to the end of the series at episode 800. What is that? When is episode? What show is it now? Episode 800. When is that going to be? It's like March 2015. That will be the end of the show. Whenever I hit episode 800, that's when the show is going to be done. Is there anything else that I need to talk about before I get out of here? Oh, good Lord. Let me do this real quick. Let me do this. Lavis, this is the third time. How can we keep calling back, Lavis? I'm going to stop.
I miss you and stuff, and I can't.
You're not that good. I thought you were going to be good. You're not that good.
No, I'm a good person. No, not deep inside. We just got to find it.
Not a good person. You're not a good caller. That's what I was saying.
I'm the best caller you've ever had.
No, you're trying too hard. That's the thing.
What? Okay, let's not try anymore.
Once again, that's another reason. That's why the Alpha Box Loserly era was so great, because Alpha Box and Loserly, they would flow with the conversation. They will give you their true insights. They will tell you whatever. They weren't trying. You're trying extremely hard.
Okay, I'll try to listen to you and I'll give you valid input.
It's too late.
We got to work this out.
No, we don't.
Once again, yeah, we do.
See how you're trying? See how you're trying real hard? Trying too hard.
You know me too well already.
You know when you're at a bar, and are you in college? You go to college?
Yeah.
That's a no. Let's pretend you're going to college, and you see a girl at a bar, and you go up and start talking to her. You say, hey, are you a marathon? Are you running a marathon? Like, why? Well, because you've been running through my mind all night long.
Oh, snap. Here's my number.
Yeah, you're trying too hard. No, that never worked. You know who gets that number? First of all, what's the whole number thing? Hey, can I get your number? It's the guy's, hey, how you doing? I'm Derek. How you doing, Derek? Can I get your number? Sure. Like, that's, you are not that person. You're the guy who says, hey, I don't even know any lines. Give me a cheesy line, Levitz. What's a cheesy line you say to a girl at a bar?
What's a cheesy line? Oh, I'm not good with this stuff, man. It's never going to come.
That's what she said. Look, you can't try too hard. You went on a whole, you basically turned yourself, like, by trying too hard, you turned yourself into Hitler. And Uh-oh. That's not good. Nobody Uh-oh. Likes Hitler.
What? I'm sure some people did, but
see, I see once again, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying about being trying too hard right there? Keep doing it.
Whoa, you're tearing me apart here, man. No, I'm going to break down soon.
What, are you going to start crying?
Possibly.
Why would you start crying for Levitz? You're living a good life. You're living in Canada. You have cheap health care.
It's not that cheap, honestly.
Fresh out of college.
Almost out of college.
You're 24. What are you doing? Are you being a doctor or something?
No, I'm not smart enough for that.
What's your major?
Just like IT stuff.
That's what it says, your major, IT stuff?
Bachelor's in Infotech.
Thank you. See, once again, you see how easy that one was?
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Why is it taking you so long? Did you take some break? Did you take time off? Or you on a slower
taking your time? 24. No, I took 2 years off to work.
Where were you working at?
I was working for a collections agency as a CMS tech for a bit, and now I am working just doing like help desk stuff and finishing my school.
Man, don't get caught in that trap. Once you get what out, trap? Get out. Once you get that degree or whenever you decide, like, don't get. What's gonna happen is this is how the world traps you. You'll be working that crappy job. I know it's a crappy job because I know the job you have. And at some point, they'll be like, you're very good, Levitz. Would you like to be the assistant manager? And you're like, ooh, I could be the assistant manager at a crappy job I hate. And I say, no, here's a raise. Like, ooh, thank you for more money for working at a crappy job I hate. Like, don't fall in that trap. Right now is around the time that you fall into that trap.
Yeah, so, no, that's why I left my first job to begin with. So I wouldn't get stuck in that vicious cycle. What was your first cycle.
Job? It, wasn't your first job McDonald's?
No, I never had to work in a McDonald's.
What was your first job?
First job, I just did, like, construction work.
What'd you build?
I was just helping my old man with he does, like, electrician. So I was just helping him, handing him stuff, basically.
Are you an electrician now? Can you do electrician stuff?
I can't. Not really. Not that good with that stuff.
Is Canada 120 volt or 240 volt?
120.
Yeah, that's a good one. 120 is a good one.
Is this a gaming podcast?
It was. A long time
ago. Can we talk about games?
A long time ago, let's talk about games. A long time. When this first started, were you around when Dead Pixels Live first started?
No. I don't think. Not sure.
When DPL first started, we were the after show for All Games Interactive. So because All Games would go on, AGI would go on, and then it would stop, and then we would come on and talk about whatever All Games had just finished talking about, we would continue that conversation. That was the point of Dead Pixel Live. Very ingrained in video game stuff. Yeah, we would do. And then once AGI went off, we kept on going, so we had to come up with our own thing. So we started doing more. For a while, we were doing an interview almost every week. A lot of interviews, a lot of what have you been playing. Once again, that was the Alpha Box Celeste, Alpha Box Lusually era. And then it turned into more lifestyle stuff. We're just talking about our day type of thing. Then I try to get it back into video games, entertainment, start talking about movies more. Now it's back into, I'm trying to do video games, but honestly, video games are kind of boring to me.
Why is that? Is that just because where video games have headed in the last couple of years? Or is it just a personal thing?
I downloaded Strider, and I was playing Strider today. I was playing a demo. No, because I was like, I'm going to buy it anyway. But I was playing a demo. I was like, this game doesn't even – it's not fun to me. It's like – it's obviously built so I can do whatever I want to do forever and ever. It's obviously built to make me feel like I'm the greatest man in the world. But I've been playing games so long that I can see through all that. So it doesn't make me – it just feels like I'm being manipulated when, right. I, when I'm playing a game like that. So I'm sitting there playing Strider, killing people with three hits and doing jumps and flips and jumping and going over a level that – where it's like, who built this place? Like, why is this place built like this? It doesn't make any sense in my brain why the level is built like this. And why is this guy standing here? Has he been standing on this ledge all day long? Is that his job, to stand here? Like, that's going through my head. I'm like, I don't want to play this game anymore. Like, I'm just done. I'm done.
So
I was playing Forza, and I downloaded a new track, which is free, the Road America track. It's a very good track. Everybody should play that track. But I was like, I just want to cruise around in a nice four-door sedan. That's all I want to do. And I went to get one, and I was like, unlike Forza 4, Forza 5 doesn't have any. Forza 5 is all about Ferraris and Porsches and McLarens. I was like, where's my nice little four-door sedan from Forza 4 that I could just cruise? I ended up getting an Audi and just driving around in an Audi. I just wanted to chill. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to chill out. That's what I want from games now, but it's kind of hard to find it. So that's why DPL isn't as much about video games as it should be, because I, as a gamer, am bored with the games that are coming out.
It's basically you've already kind of done everything in the past, or like experienced something in the past that the game offers. It's just nothing new, honestly, right?
The first part, what you said, was wrong. The second part is right. I wish I had, not that I haven't done anything, is that I've done the same things over and over in the same ways that it's not fun. And so, yeah, the second part, we said nothing. There's nothing new. There's nothing new. Right. There should be. The system's getting more and more powerful, and they keep doing this exact same games. And
why is that? Like, there's a lot of people out there. I'm sure you're one of them too. Or like, and probably everyone sitting in chat probably envisions a game that they think is like really good, right? Like in every aspect, right? Like, why is it that we're not getting those games? Like, I'm sure. I personally think I could probably make a decent game, right?
You should make
a game. Sure.
Why aren't you making a game then?
That's probably. I think it requires too much time. It's not worth the effort. Personally, it would require a lot. Like, what I personally would want a game from, I don't think I could accomplish it alone.
Make something.
Nor am I willing to put in the effort.
Yeah. At least you're honest. You're not willing to put in the effort.
Yeah, that's what it all comes down to, right? It's X amount of effort and X amount of reward, right? So, So there's nothing that like intrigues you or anything that's going to come out?
Nope.
Nothing at all? Do you play mostly on your consoles or are you a PC guy?
I don't see the difference.
You don't see the difference?
I'm at a point in my age, and like this whole thing between the two consoles is very amusing to me, because I've seen it all before. And then the PC people, like, I've seen literally all this before. It's like Battlestar Galactica to me. It's all happened before, and it's all happened again. Like, you people are doing the exact same thing that, to the point where it's exactly the same, where it's Atari versus ColecoVision. And then the two consoles are battling. Everybody's like, mine's better, mine's better. And over here you have the guys with the Commodore 64s and Atari 800 saying, PC games way better than console games. And then you jump over to another generation. Oh, the Nintendo versus the Sega. Nintendo, Sega. And then the PC guy's like, PC is better than consoles. I'm playing Red Alert. And then the same thing with the Genesis and the Super NES. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It's just one big cycle. And everybody thinks they're doing something new when they come and start bashing some console. And I'm just sitting back like, you people are all idiots. They're all the same thing. And you're jumping on top of companies that don't care about you, that make millions anyway. And you're sitting there. It's hilarious to me to see a guy with no job who scrounged together enough money for a PlayStation 4 or Xbox One sit there and go through months and months of man hours sitting on the internet telling people how great his system is. Basically, doing free PR for a billion-dollar company that doesn't care, that cares so little about them that they don't, that you can't even play a DVD on a goddamn system or an MP3 or YouTube. Like, that's how little company cares about you, but you're still sitting there saying, oh, it's all great. So, no, I don't see a difference between – I don't differentiate between PC games or console or Xbox or – look, I just told you – I told you that my favorite system – is the Neo Geo X, and you're like, no, be serious, Derek. I'm like, I don't have the energy to lie about stuff anymore. I'm done. So when I tell you my favorite gaming system is the Neo Geo X, guess what? My favorite gaming system is the Neo Geo X. I'm not. That's it.
Yeah, I couldn't actually agree any more than what you just said. Like, it's everything makes perfect sense. But what I was just gonna see is, like, I was gonna mention a couple games, see if anything intrigued you. But I think you're far.
Go ahead.
Beyond saving, sure, at this
go,
point.
Go for it. Beyond, what do you mean saving?
Well, it doesn't seem like there's going to be anything that's really going to rejuvenate, like, what you once had, right? What you believed in gaming.
It would be simple for me to be happy again with games. For me to be looking forward to a game. And it's happened before where I was looking forward to it, but then I realized they lied to me.
What was this?
I would like a good football game. Didn't have to be Madden. I'm not gonna say good Madden. I was like a good football game where I can actually play a fun league with people. I would like a nice F1 racing game where I can get in where I can race against 22 other people online and have a nice fun race for 20, 30 laps or something. I would like a open world game where I'm not forced to become a murderer and a thief the second I get out. I would like that's again why open world games don't work, because people are evil and as soon as you give them any kind of freedom, they all turn into murderers and thieves. I would like a space game where I fly around in my own ship and get and trade food and textiles and able to go to the lave system and upgrade my ship and go asteroid mining. That's what I want. And those games, every game I just mentioned existed. ED existed. Those games, NASCAR had the NASCAR game. The Sierra did. It would play 22 people with on an oval, no problem. Elite had where you can go trade textiles and all the other stuff. All these games, open world system. Ultima 4.
Nothing. What's going on?
What the fuck? What the hell? What are you doing?
Just one sec, Derek.
One sec.
Hold on.
I've hung up on that. What? I was in a big, deep thing about all these things, and he's like, I got to take this call. How about letting it ring, son of a bitch? How about that? How about letting it ring? What was so important on I have no idea what this is. I have no idea who this is or what this is about, but it is obviously going to be more important and entertaining than what I'm listening to now. That's what society has done. Now I'm going to go back to my previous rant. All the games that I want existed. And for some strange reason, which I don't understand, they don't make them anymore. They stop making them, and they keep promising that they're going to bring them back, and then they do something. They're like, yeah, we couldn't do it because of some bullshit that we made up in our head. I remember interviewing a guy about Forza 3. I interviewed a guy about Forza 3, and I said, hey, how many people can race at once? He's like, look, in the office, we had 16 people. We had 16 people running, no problem. So I got 16. He's like, no, we're only going to have 8. It's like, why? Well, because it wouldn't be fun with 16. You just told me you had 16 people running. Yeah, but it wouldn't be fun. Like, yeah, what? I remember asking some other guy. I was like, on your spaceships, will we be able to customize our spaceships and do all this? It's like, we found out people don't want to do that. People are much more interested in getting the loot and all that stuff. And I looked at it, I was like, I just told you that's what I want. Like, I'm telling you right now, That's what I want. Nah, you don't want that. Why do they... Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, all the games that I want, they have, for some reason, companies have decided that they don't want to make the games that I want anymore. Like, people say, oh, Derek, you're living in the past. I'm not answering that phone. Lavitz keeps calling back. I'm done. I'm done with you, Lavitz. They keep saying, Derek, the games you make, you're living in the past. I'm like, no. They make the games I want. They made. It's not like I came up with some magical thing that never exists. They used to make those games. That's why I got into gaming. That's why I loved games, because they made the games I loved, and they were only going to get better and better. And instead, they stopped making the games I loved, and they start making the same game over and over again, and then they get worse and worse. I will buy Titanfall. I will play Titanfall. I will have a lot of fun with Titanfall. Titanfall is not what gaming should be at this point in the world. It should, like, Titanfall is a great, is the fact that Titanfall is so great of a game and is so wanted by everybody shows you how messed up games are right now. Titanfall, six players on a team. And I'm not one for people backseat quarterbacking and everything, but people said, hey, there are only six people on a team, that kind of doesnesn't make any sense. And the developer came with some bullshit answer. Your puny minds wouldn't be able to handle it, all those mechs. It'll be too congested. It will be chaos. Like, really? A war zone? Chaos in a war zone? Really? Is that what you're telling me? It wouldn't be fun. They're telling you what would be fun and what won't be fun. That's what I don't... Once again, how are people telling me where I can go on vacation? Like, how are you telling me what is fun in a video game? It wouldn't be fun with if so many mechs on a map. You guys, six versus six, that's about as fun as you can handle. You know what I'm saying? How about making a map bigger? Nah, don't want to make the map too big. Then it wouldn't be fun. It would be too, and I just told you I wanted a big map. If you were alive around the time the Commodore 64 was out, which a lot of you weren't, but if you were alive around the time of the Commodore 64 and you played a game called Modem Wars, it was a very, very simplistic game. But you played it over the modem with somebody else, and you set up like little guys, and they shot each other, little tanks and stuff and whatever. Dig in. If you saw that game and you're like, what is this game playing on? It's playing on, and I will give you the specs. So I believe the Commodore 64 was 1 megahertz, 64K of memory. K. I can literally type up in Word, and I could type my name in Word, make it a big font, and save it. It will be more than 64K. That's how much the entire thing is. Now, if you told that person, you told a little kid, you told a little baby Derek, and you said, Derek, in the coming years, They will have systems literally millions of times faster than this, with a gazillion times more memory. And you're like, wow, what am I going to be able to do with that? Am I going to be playing on an entire world with an entire army? Like, no, you'll be playing six versus six. Really? Really? Because I'm pretty sure if I worked hard enough, I can play six versus six in this Commodore 64. No. You'll be playing six versus six, but it'll look pretty. Yeah, but six versus six? Like, that's what they're telling. Same thing on Forza and Drive Club and I'm not even getting Gran Turismo 6. I'm not buying it. Because I looked at it, I was thinking about buying it. I was like, wait a minute. This is the same crappy game they've been making. This is the sixth shot they've had at making this game, and it is a smaller game than GT2. it is less of a game than the second time. Like, they literally went backwards four times in a row when they made Gran Turismo 6. And I can't fathom how that keeps happening in games. Like, that's why I'm slowly not loving games as much as I used to. And I want to love games really badly. I run a goddamn gaming network. And still, people look at the Oculus Rift like that's something new. I look at it, I'm like, big fucking deal. Go play Dactyl Nightmare. I was playing that in a goddamn putt-putt 25 years ago. And you're telling me, oh, now we got a little bit better? It's higher resolution? It's Dactyl Nightmare. Go look it up, people. It's a Battletech center on your head. If that's all what we have. And people, I know I complain, but guess what? People say, hey, you should do something about it, Derek. Yeah, I am doing so. I made the game I wanted to play. I wanted to play You Will Die. I made You Will Die. All I'm saying is, and I'm not saying these games aren't good. I just said that I'm going to get Titanfall, and I'm sure it's going to be great, and I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. But at the back of my mind, I will always know that is not what little baby Derek was promised when he was playing Modem Wars on his Commodore 64. And I was playing Elite. Again, on my Commodore 64. Elite 2 on my Amiga. Okay, that's it. That's enough for this show. Stay tuned for the B team coming up in about 15 minutes. Tomorrow, we have Shieldcast along with, I believe, Arrow, Starling City Radio, Les Escalady, Chatterbox Radio, the video game shows on Saturday, the Sunday lineup, the cast lineup. We have Anything Cast, R9 Cast, and Knuckleballer Radio all on Sunday. Mondays. Be sure to be here Mondays for Mom's Minute, Zombie Cast, and the ever great Fantastic Forum. Tuesdays, 42 Level 1 video game show, the repeat from the night before video game show, the Video Game Outsiders, Arcade Outsiders, Gaming History 101. Tuesday is a very packed lineup. You're going to want to be here for Tuesday. Wednesdays, we have this great show called Cat and Fox. On Thursdays, we have this show, Dead Pixel Live. Like I said, the B-Team. Also, we also have Pixel Apocalypse. Be sure to be here for Pixel Apocalypse. And... I don't like. I know that you guys stuff like Hanging with Chester. You're gonna want to be here for Hanging with Chester. You're gonna want to be here for Post Game Carnage Report. You're gonna want to be here for that. There's a lot of great stuff on allgames.com. So tell your friends. That's the most important part. Not you just listening, but to find more people listening. And with that, I will say adieu.